Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1520. Improving Immunity. 5 Simple Steps by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, welcome to a Saturday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of just a few podcasts in the world where blogs are read to you for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. But with this show, you get the added bonus of hearing my commentary at the end. Oh, and another bonus. On Fridays, like yesterday's show, I answer your questions right here. Now, we're still living in the time of COVID, so this topic of improving immunity is so important. Anything we can do to build up our immunity may help prevent us from experiencing symptoms of the COVID virus. Luckily, all of these tips can be performed right now, no special equipment or supplements needed. So, with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Improving Immunity, 5 Simple Steps by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. Are your coworkers sneezing, coughing, and pounding vitamin C? Is your spouse complaining of sinus drip? Do you anxiously watch your children bring home every mutation of every cold virus from preschool? Don't worry. It's not selfish to hope that you and your family can bypass whatever virus is going around. Personally, I hate it when my partner and I get sick at the same time or in quick succession. Someone needs to be well. Improving immunity means not only that you better your chances of avoiding most of the colds and flus that go around each year, but you will also feel your best and stay on top of your fitness. While you can never 100% safeguard against catching the occasional virus or COVID for that matter, you can dramatically increase your chances of consistent health by taking 5 simple steps, in addition to a generally healthy diet, of course. 1. Vary the intensity of your workouts. Aim for exercising about 45 minutes 5 times per week. A few of the workouts should be sweaty and intense, but the others can be moderate or even gentle. What I often recommend for the average client is the following weekly format: 2 sessions of very challenging weight training, 2 sessions of steady state cardio, and 1 session of sprint intervals or high intensity interval training. Consistent exercise boosts your immunity, especially if you exercise outside in the sunlight. There is a drop-off in the benefits if your level of intensity is too high and too frequent. In fact, if you consistently overdo it at the gym and are addicted to gut-busting classes, you may find, over time, that you catch lots of colds and feel generally run down. Eventually, your physique results will suffer as well. Suggestion: create a weekly workout schedule that incorporates lower-intensity workout days stacked between high-intensity workout days. 2. Sleep 7 to 8 hours at the same time every night. While the pace of life only seems to get faster, we need to learn how to slow down. Sleep is essential for improving immunity. It's when our body rebuilds and patches itself up. If you are running low on sleep, you are making yourself vulnerable to catching every little cold and flu virus that passes through your workplace or your kids' elementary school. Most adults need 7 to 8 hours a night. Don't try to emulate people who say they only need 4 to 5 hours a night. Maybe they do, but they're the exception, not the rule. Here are 4 strategies to get better sleep. 1. Develop a routine at night that is the same every single night. 2. Turn off and put away close to your face screens like phones and tablets after dinner. 3. Stop working after dinner and switch activities to something enjoyable or at least neutral. And 4. Get up at the same time every morning. This will eventually force your bedtime to correct itself. Remember, the consistency of when you sleep is almost as important as getting enough sleep. Suggestion: this week, try setting your alarm for the same time every morning and not hitting snooze. 3. Incorporate intentional recovery. An important aspect of improving immunity and overall whole body health is recognizing your body's need for recovery, renewal, and rest. That's not sleep. Cool down time, whether it's after a workout or simply after a hard situation or a hard day, helps your body de-escalate the flood of hormones like cortisol, which control your stress levels. But when called up too frequently, create burnout and, yes, lowered immunity. Here are 4 ways you can get in this intentional recovery time to boost your immunity. 1. Have an after-work routine that includes some kind of mindful, non-plugged-in behavior, like a brisk walk or run. 2. Get regular massages. 3. After intense workouts, lie down on your back once you've cooled down a little and put your feet up. And 4. Take yoga or meditation classes. Suggestion: try putting your feet up after a tough workout for at least 5 minutes. 4. De-stress by reducing your commitments or changing situations. Sometimes stress is so chronic that you need more than a meditation class. You need a major overhaul. Maybe it's as simple as reducing your commitments. Maybe your kids don't need to be in every sport in every season. But it may be as complex and long-term as changing jobs or addressing deep-seated relationship issues. Take it easy with this one, because your decisions will probably affect other people that you love. Suggestion: keep a diary every morning for 7 days by writing for 10 minutes when you wake up. After a week, note which situations and patterns cause the most stress and talk to a trusted friend or therapist about actions that you could take. And 5, wash your hands frequently and never eat with your hands or touch your face in public. This is perhaps the most practical suggestion and the easiest to implement, but the most overlooked. I often feel that people eat oranges, chew zinc, and drink Airborne by the gallon as if they're magic substances, but forget that viruses and infections are caused by germs like bacteria and viruses. Basic hygiene helps to keep these organisms at bay and prevents your immunity from becoming overworked in the first place. One of the easiest ways to prevent illness is to develop the habit of frequently washing your hands and avoiding any hand-to-face contact when in public. This includes touching your eyes or eyelashes, eating with your hands, biting your nails, and picking at blemishes. Suggestion: every time you see a sink and soap, wash your hands. You just listened to the post titled "Improving Immunity: 5 Simple Steps" by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. See, like I said at the top of the show, no special equipment or diet supplements are needed to help give your immune system a boost. And when we hear or read about this topic, there's always a lot of focus on eating right and exercise. And those are important, don't get me wrong. But sleep and recovery are also really important. Researchers have found that just one night of poor sleep can reduce the effectiveness of the immune system by 70%. That's a 70%. That means the immune system is only working at 30% of what it should be. Now, I understand that hearing this scary news may cause you to lose even more sleep, and I get it. But please don't let this information make you feel even more stressed. Instead, it just may mean that if getting quality sleep is something you struggle with, it may need to be more of a priority. Maybe divert some attention on good sleep hygiene, and as you do, and as you try some of these techniques out, be sure to have patience with yourself. Usually, getting good quality sleep isn't something that happens overnight. Pun intended. Get it? Anywho, it takes time. So keep at it, have patience, and eventually, you will end up getting better sleep. All right. That's it from me for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.